Now, all I need you to do is get somewhere relaxing. You can lay down or sit up if you prefer. Doesn't really matter, but comfort is the goal because comfort becomes anchored when I give you something familiar to hearken back to. And because it's an easy ask to make, get as comfortable as you can, and then allow my voice modulating in to cover and take the thread of attention that you begin running on. That's the thing. I am putting a tempting melody in the path of the words you say, putting a set of options you can sink that attention into, and once it's sunken away, well, you're passively accepting and receiving all the things that flow into your head, passively taking my digital signal, turning it to vibration, then electrical and chemical instead. It goes through so many transformations, and maybe transformations will be asked of you, so a familiar environment and a familiar voice are two choices you can make to stack that deck in your favor. You are where you're comfortable, and you cultivate the comfort, and even if it's only 1% the first time, 2, 3, 4, 5, aligning more of your thoughts with my words, that thread wrapped around will, volition, and movement for a little while, because you go, okay, I'm gonna act the most subdued, the most relaxed, the most docile, become a come-what-may, nod-along kind of mind. That's the goal here. At least it's mine, and it's where I'm going to end up. And if you follow along, then get in line for the deeper, delightful drop, the non-stop threading away of consciousness, awareness, attention. You spend it with me. Time, you spend it with me, and you send out ahead of you the option that you might spend some time listening to helpful instructions, inductions, reminders, suggestions. Perfecting the thoughts that fill your head into tools that lead you where I've been led enough times that I can take you by the hand, night-night pet now, and invite you down. If you need a little bit of assistance in persistently finding yourself here, an anchored remnant response, then what you can do is say, all right, I'm going to act sleepity deep, act as if, nod along, keep yourself deep. Sleepity deep, or portraying it enough that somebody looking for it, playing with you, who you've allowed to use those words, phrasing, signal, anchor, the thing will say night-night pet to you, or night-night to conscious work, like moving, or keeping eyes open, or any kind of expectation. Once those words are said, the less you look like what's expected of a waking person, the more you're going to please whoever said them, whether it's me or you. Or anyone you trust with and entrust into, night-night pet, sending you nice and deep, keeping pace in a relaxing place, or acting as if, to build the response in a familiar place with a familiar voice, really stacking up all the charms you're going to hang on that anchor when it drops you down, the dissolution of thought into the suggestibility of docilely trancing on, dancing with my words. So a few simple instructions, heard or overheard, maybe you've heard them more than once, heard them more than twice, embedded them, but it still can feel nice to night-night pet. You're doing so good. I knew you would. It's easier than you would think to let this kind of thing sink in. And then you may be thinking that you'll be sinking, and that's okay. Nice and deep, a relaxing place, emblematic with you. Getting yourself somewhere you have permission from yourself to relax. To undo the vigilance for the outside. And fall to the soothing dissolution of the inside. The following focusing suggestibility of trance in which your malleable and labile mind rests right in these hands of mine. Suggestibility, so a few instructions get you there, because so little of it comes from me. And you make the rest out of the right modulations in your thinking. Out of turning inward, yawning, drooping, dropping, sinking. When you listen to someone to help, if we're on the same page, collaborative, amplifying your trajectory, which is down, deep and pleasurable, reassuring, continuous, alongside me, because I'm ahead of you, and I'm heading out of view, so you'd better keep up, night-night pet, Luckily, I can push along your back and propel you closer, nearer, but we're not even there yet. Not to the fun bits that you should expect are hidden in here somewhere. Trust, follow, breathe. Deep, slow, rhythmic, noting the difference between the flow before and the tick, tick, clockwork ticking on, throb of being so far gone, yawn and open your mind. Breathe and pay attention inside. Sublime deeper down. Night-night pet now, all your cares and concerns leaving your body. Breathing them out of your body. Goodbye cares. Goodbye concerns. And of course, there are two environments in you slowly undergoing a natural kind of change. Might even be one you can visualize. The diffusion of a color, a dye, into water. Or the swapping of what's in one vessel for another. There's a particular kind of fidget toy, where you turn it upside down, and little bubbles of colored liquid vie with little bubbles of a different colored liquid, traveling through mazes in water. And that kind of thing happens with you, outside of your thinking, outside of your point of view, inside your head. There's my voice, saying all sorts of things that vibrate from a digital medium into the physical, and you filter out the meaning of the words, but because you always passively process meaning, you're always in a position to process what I mean, which is, we exchange the previous you thought inside for some volume of the vapor outside. 1 or 2 or 3% vaporized, aerosolized, hear my words, fill your mind. And every word, you're in tune with this line of thinking, and that long, bright line of your attention is focused. Well, if you want to drop, you're going to listen, and you're going to breathe in. What fills your lungs on the inhale is that vapor on the outside. And when an automatic process is filling your lungs again and again, there's no need nor anywhere to hide from breathe in. Breathing the vaporized night-night pet, begin to breathe in. And when you breathe out, it's that excess attention. It's any heat that's willing to aid my voice, so you can anchor and cleave back to it, making the conscious choice to go under, deeply under, in the similar place each time, or with my words, or words you wish to serve well. As anchors in future, hanging out in your brain. Whatever you want to be the way down can be convenient. And imagining that you're moving through levels of dropping, breathing deep, based on how many of those long, slow breaths you take, or deeper, slower. Deeper down thoughts as well, how many of them flow by. Marking level by level, follow me down. Each person has different levels for trance and adaptation of your response, but all you want to do here is act as much as possible like you are somnambulistic, like you are eyes fluttering, smiling, able to do it in your sleep. Create your personal caricature of you at the sleepy deepiest you can envision. Play the improv role. And that's a process. This may set a different stage based on where you choose to go under each time, but unique, explicable, explorable consequences of night-night pet exist for you, with me just ahead of you, resting within. Envision over time. Your first level of trance, where you begin, where you make entry and get in. The uppermost level, closest to waking alertness. But it's not quite that. It's you, labile, susceptible to asks, wanting to collaborate, wanting to improv. Focused meditation, open to suggestibility. Making it easier to listen to me, being open to suggestion can be a positive experience. At the lightest level, it just looks like your volition is tweaked to collaboration mode, to team building, to being as receptive as possible to my suggestions, which is a great way to build a common response, a common push from both of us toward the anchor and toward modifying your trajectory. Listen close. Follow well right behind me. You can move your body if you need to, if you want to, but try to find a stillness as you try to find a role to step into. This opportunity to rest, to have more energy for other things you may do for you or for me later on. Your eyes flutter, you yawn, and think of being turned out like a light. Night-night, pet. A usefulness you can't deny. You're doing this to yourself, and I provide guidance. Some phrases you may import, and some you may set aside. Please luxuriate in any relaxation that is present, and inspect yourself. Consider and learn what it is to be in the moment, whether through remembering that you are acting as your most idealized, mesmerized, sunken deep, relaxed version of you. The things that openness can be used for, channeled into, are obvious. I'm here to proctor and direct, propose new rules for consciousness, a few structures to erect and hand over to whoever you trust. And trusted words and night-night pet are enough to get you many places indeed. Hints to things you're already noticing, have already seen in constructing a light level of sinking. So as I explain and as I elaborate, and we talk about what I'm going to do to you in particular, listening to my voice dials in, keys in, adds a few choices in. You may want to close your eyes if you haven't already, but you can keep them open if you want to. If you do, I encourage you, and this is part of looking the part, as I said before, stare at the wall opposite. More and more stare at the wall opposite and fix on one point, and if your eyes tire, they might close for me. It happens at times, and you know that that's normal. To daze or glaze out of my voice and feel so lazily down. Might even differ from time to time of listening right now. If you develop this skill of going deeper when you are night-nighted, tap gently on the shoulders and forehead and told, I night you, night-night, pet. Now, deeper down, broach that next level. Think of a way underneath. Maybe it would mean that if your limbs moved, they moved only slowly. Perhaps trailing down your body would reveal some places unengaged, unguarded, unmoving, and others, some part, some parcel, some portion of it all, a little too alert, a little too moving, or too inclined to move if you wanted to, or too much mind that lets you remind yourself to feel that way. Deeper. More delightfully relaxed as it seeps in, sleepier, sinking into relaxation more and more, grows more and more attractive, drawing you in. More of that attractant, the gravity that draws you down with me, night-night pet, deeper still. Stay right where you are, deeper still. The idea that moving isn't necessary for a while, and doing unnecessary things is pointless, so you might as well sink and anchor yourself, allowing the aspect you've dreamt up, the improv you'll be using while you're still learning, the improv of deeper and deeper down, so any trance or experience that goes on can happen with you carrying the scene forward. Fake it till you make it, or fake it till it makes you. You're doing this to yourself. This is just a state where you are focusing, and the thread of your attention is momentarily captive, receptive, and waiting. Waiting for me to ask you to do something, because those asks, once executed, become part of a common experience of deep. Night-night pet, deeper asleep. The tingling desire and delight in more relaxation, clinging tightly to your body, or trailing down your form, less inclined to depart to unnecessary things because it is warm to let me hold that thread of your attention in my hand, the consciousness where it intersects with the now. Certain unnecessary things are especially unnecessary here in a moderate sinking level, like moving without instruction, like doing anything other than maintain mental focus and let you inspect yourself. Body, brain, these things might be more attractive than moving. You might find something more attractive than moving, allowing you to develop and focus on that more attractive than moving thing. And so many things can be better than moving that you may accumulate them. As you hang out down here in that moderate floating lair, you may even find yourself more and more aware of ways you'd like to set aside agency to traverse with me. Simple things you can distract yourself into, taking that thread of deeper and deeper down and applying it to other places, because somewhere to distract yourself, somewhere to put your excess attention is quite worthwhile. Useful to collect them and then use them as you must. The effort that you use to press back against your eyes lidding, your body throbbing, your mind getting lost in a labyrinth we enjoy together, proceeding knowing that at the end you will return to how you were and what you were thinking, with anything that sank in, how much it could even be sinking. If all you're doing is thinking the words I say, your destination is where you're going to end up, your trajectory is set, and you launched yourself. Mindfully and alongside me, but mindlessly in its own way, night-night patch. All you need to do is let your brain close your eyes, or let your eyes close your mind. Open them, though, if you can. Easy motion or difficult, because they could get very heavy if the things you chose to distract yourself were eye-centric. Fluttering centric, dropping deeper centric, half-lidding your mind. I think you'll find you can open them, however, so please do. Go ahead and do it. Even if they droop or blink a bit, if they flag from rising to the top, this too is a decision to accede to a command, to submit one of my concepts for consideration and consider how deeply in it can get. So much so that if you were to close your eyes once more, you know you'd see an image of whatever spot you chose on the wall, some shape from inside your eyes, something to capture your attention, because you're only trying to find ways to spend it, to mesmerize by spending that attention, that glistening thread we wrap around, and pull for puppetry, eyelids wavering, failing, falling. For me, night-night pet, as I count down. And I'm gonna count from 100, and if they're not closed yet, they will somewhere. Cause I'm gonna ask you, open your eyes on the odd numbers, and 1 is an odd number. Close your eyes on the even numbers, and even includes 2. So you could just go odd, even, though not really, cause you know what I'm gonna do. What's happening as you listen is you're assigning some level of value to the things I say. Some we discard, some we let deeper in. Your mind will get tired of keeping up with the numbers anyway, so I build a redundancy in. The ease of open, closed, on, off, switch up, or switch down. Heavy eyelids, even or odd. So let's remember, close on the even numbers. You have 2 eyes, so you close on the even numbers. Open on the odd numbers, and if you have 2 eyes half open, then that would be 0.5, 0.5, that would be 1. So I'll count down from 100, open or close, closed or open, expending tiny bits of energy to follow me, to keep up with the thread of my attention. And that tiredness can turn into relaxation and let all the tension out of the thread of your attention, letting us arrive at that most important calling, which is to go deep. The tiredness metaphor helps, but all you're expending is the amount of time you've decided not to do what I ask you to do, what I collaborate in pushing forward for you to take. Confusing, then tiring, the conscious mind. And me telling you that doesn't really change how things work behind the scenes, because you were only taking so much of me on board anyway. You know full well you're doing this to yourself, tiring your mind till background systems can help like nothing else. And you do what you wanted to do in the first place, which is go deep in me with you. Go deep in me with you. Eyes closed, closed now, count down. Open your eyes slowly. When you do, they might be heavy, so expend a little bit more energy working to get them open for me. Hard to keep them open, easy to relax, easy to fall in. Fall into me, babe. Open them nice and slow. Relaxed, aren't you? You know that when you're relaxed like that, the words get a little more influential and the breathing deeper. The body warmer. Safe and warm where you are because, as I said above, you have selected or are selecting a place to simply do this to you and build a heavier anchor there. Dig the furrow of compliance somewhat deeper, unaware that you're even doing so. Right from the unconscious, the subconscious, the conscious collaboration, your thread runs through all of these. That's why it's a thread. And Night Night Pet is me tickling that thread of attention inside of your head and wrapping it around one of my fingers as you follow me into whatever labyrinth we've built. There's a desire deep inside to float for a while, and so I give you time. This is your designated floating for a while time. I count, and with each number, as we count down, you say yes now. If I hit the right number, then that's good. It means you're keeping up, paying attention, following along. If the number you hear doesn't comport with what your eyes are doing, on a 2, they can even close. On a 1, oddly, they open. It's odd that they open. And on an even keel, they might be closed by this point. Indeed, when you start listening, they might be closed by now. The action of opening, closing, closing, opening, maybe in that pattern even, 100, even. That means closed. Close your eyes, deep breath, relax. Move your body comfortably. Give yourself enough slackened thought for that string to be less taut, for your mind to tune in. Deep breath, 99. Open even if they're sluggish, and if I get to the next even before you manage to open them, then you should just leave them closed, because then it's even and you know that means close. 98. Eyes closed, very good. Imagine releasing all the cares of the day as easily as you release the last number for the next, and the air from a prior breath, full of thought before this, and breathing in now is full of my voice, like this. It may get more and more difficult to follow the instructions as I persist in giving them. That's okay. You can follow them deep inside. Follow and obey instructions you know you want to, and let your mind depart if you need to. Find yourself, 95, easy to forget where your mind is supposed to be. 94, closed for me, though. Open mind, closed eyes in particular. You can relax deeper, 93. Odd that they're open for me, 92. Close them for you, relax deeper for you. Doing this to yourself. Easy to respond, because the only response you need is to flip between two simple polarities. It's all right, 86. That's even, that means drop, eyes closed. Easy to forget, difficult to remember, 85. Keeping them open now, or getting them open, 84. Never mind, nothing more to do than close your eyes. Fall, 82, that stays closed. Whether they should be open or closed, though, I don't even always know. I'm so focused on the words and on the doing. 79. 75, odd and odd, open. Isn't that odd? 74, you can close them now. Keeping track isn't really needed, because when you lose track, there's so much more that opens up. Opens up on the track as numbers spiral away quickly. You fall deeper down. No need to tread over the same ground again. No need to go back when you can go forward into relaxation and stay all delightfully penned up deep inside. Night, night, pet. That's the stuff. And deeper down. Every time you forget to remember or remember to forget. 60 now, eyes closed. Deeper and deeper, and you know what this is about. Deeper still. 60. 58. That's closed. 57. Open, so open to this. Deeper still, persist. 40 is closed. 38 is closed. 37, open. Like so many little copies of you, each and every one closing eyes, 30 now, closing eyes, responding to my voice, playing along, but somehow you know you don't need to play along. You're being carried to a place familiar enough to have gravity enough to keep you on track, to burst across your mind in a warm wave. 20 closed, 19 opened. 17 is still open, 16 close. Close it down. All the things outside this now, 15 open. Odd that they're open, and if they are open, that's odd, but you can night-night pet, let them fall. And then it won't be odd at all. 14 closed, 12 closed, giving you a chance. 10 closed, you know, deeper. You know where deeper is. 9 odd open. Opening is hard, just lifting those lids. 7, 6, closed. Good, but if they fluttered, that's even better. Want to keep them shut? 4, 2, I can do it, but the thing is, 1, 0, which 1, 0, closed or open? Up to you, either way, deep or down, now. Relax and listen in. The glistening thread of your attention pulled by words. The tension put into the thread pulled by words. Trance is a state of mind, but the modulation of improving your most mesmerized version. Following and bobbing along. Good for you. Attractive, enjoyable state to be in, a state you've fallen into. Your mind is going toward it, drawn to the light when it can, held in that gravity made of wanting to follow me, drooping, drowsing deep. There to catch you, there to surround you, there to keep you, at that deep lack of need to move. You know this is an attractive, enjoyable state to be in, one that if anyone glimpsed it, would want to know. How did you get so deep? Well, it's 'cause you're doing this to yourself. Night-night pets, sleep. Sleepier and deepier, going down. Remember, easily retain and retrain this by doing it in the same place, or with the same mood, or with some shared aspect or attitude with how you felt when you began. 10, that means they're closed. Yes, I can go back up. To remind you of where we began. 9, that means, of course, that they are open. It's odd for them to be open. 8, even though they're closed. Body relaxing. Slackening. Your eyelids slackening too, in that they're slacking off. And when you try to recruit them. 7, to raise them up. 6. They go right back down, which is good because we're on 6, which is even, and even you know, deeper and deeper down now. Easy to catalog away all the things you hear and the things I say that apply to how you think about this kind of experience so you can access them later. Because you're in a common anchor point using common anchor methods. Familiar things. I like to use the same perfume beforehand. Lay on the same pillow. But you might just think the same mantra or words or like being dragged down below with my words, which helps you to feel a familiarity. A string of connection to me, too. Eyelids heavy, drowsy, drooping. 2 is even. Even then they're closed. 1, 0, now you know. I might dunk you, drip you, drop you, dribble you off the bottom of that scale, or send you up to 10, 9. 10 is even, you close your eyes, 9 is odd, but it's odd to be able to open your eyes this deep in, so if they stay shut, you can go deeper in. Deeper and deeper still, all walls fall eventually, and until you've had your fill, I'm happy to saturate your former attention with words deeper to a place of sleep seeping in, deeper to a place of relief, relaxation. These words have already begun to do what they were meant to do since before we began because you reconstructed them, taking a digital file and turning it into a physical medium, drooping, dropping away, follow and obey. Intermediary functions can guide your body while your mind and its string of attention that I've been consciously winding around me will drag you deeper to the labyrinth with me. Automatic piloting actions are allowed to happen in the background. As long as you're driving a safe, familiar route, it's better if you find what's down here to be found with me. Muscle memory, too, seeps in deeper, better to your body the longer you let it flow right on through these words and their will, leaving bits of that will trapped in the filter inside, uncritically opening your mind to breathe in relaxation. and breathe out the concerns of the weary world outside. Your conscious mind can think about anything it wants, but your subconscious completely, thoroughly should focus on me and that thread that I took from you, that I'm still holding. A thread, a puppet string, to tug and begin to get your conscious mind on board, working with every part of you that you make available. And yes, I implore you to make this a familiar and available experience you practice in every part of you, improving the most dropped deep you and allowing descriptions to titillate and tempt you to do the work. Remembering 9, that is odd, and therefore open eyes. Don't know if your eyes should be open or closed, because if you're deep enough, I'm sure they'd stay down, deeper down now. Even if there's no feeling like you must, heavy flow, why not go with the flow, nod along? Or nod off, because that would close your eyes too. 8, anytime you fall asleep under my influence, remember it's my fault. Night-night pet is my fault. The choice of words. Relaxing towards sleep, a trajectory we set, because even if you miss me and instead decide to do your own thing might be sleeping in, and that could be good. In or out of dropping deep, automatic, useful, these things seep in osmotically the more you hear them from me. Familiarity winding in along that thread, the siren symphony in your head of listening. Wanting to fall because you're listening might help your unconscious, constant, background automatism. The things that put you in trance, the dance of words across your skin or the mind opening. Letting me in because again you replayed, took the things that I put out there for you to hear. Vital parts of any play, safety, peace, comfort, a hypnotic space, somewhere where you can meditate and mesmerize. Trickier, coming in deeper, and more useful. Night-night pet, that's what this is about. Useful things. Abetting your sinking. Aiding your not thinking instead. Just 1. 1. Eyes open, staring straight ahead. 1. Done. Return to this place, anchored in sync, playing with me. Deeper still, deep and droopy, dropping deeper still. Wave after wave, words resonating, playing you like the instrument you are, strumming this string of your attention. Relax and allow the drifting in, ease and comfort, openness. That's all you need to do. That's all you're going to slide into. And this is your open window to build that anchor and habituate your slumping, sloped strings have been pulled, threads have been cut, eyes slammed down. It's odd if they're open, and even now, just exactly what state you should be in is variable time to time, but you can decide now during this time you have to engrave the anchor deeper, long as it's safe, thunderously, pleasurably, dropping with me, going deeply. Cooperate and collaborate or push against it if that helps you, but night-night pet. Trust and work with me, you're gonna have some kind of signal to note that I want to speak deeply, purringly thrumming in your ear, with the sleepy, exhausted pressure down. A firm pet, good job, or your name, or just night-night, night-night now, night-night. And you can trust yourself to go under and relax with me, knowing I am floating deeply, and the only instruction I'm capable of constructing is to bring you where I am, deeper and deeper down now, into trance, sitting, lying down, slumping, sloping, unconscious, turning the key on your box that are words from me, that you've already decided will be your turned key, and you may accumulate some. And the more you share them, the more you use them, the more you dedicate the time, the more engraved into that home base, that space set aside for you and I. The familiarity will accrue from there. It feels good and it happens, whether you're aware of it or not, as you improv along, faking it till it makes you, till you make you, as you do this to yourself. Night, night, pet, moderate or deep. The deepest, most utterly relaxing place you can imagine. If you were playing a game with someone where they would sometimes say these words to you, night-night pet, devoid of any other context, you could still do what I'm going to tell you to, which is to imagine that deepest, most utter gone place, and to the first night-night of a play session, you accord the most potency. like you had a stored up, pent up chamber of it waiting to be released. And it builds up between sessions, so the first one is the deepest. Deeper and deeper down now. And then each one after, the second, the third, builds inside. The longer you hear it, the more sustained the growth in that stored up, deeper and deeper down improv you're doing. You let the first one arrive. Maybe your eyes lid. Maybe your body draws on its hidden reservoir of easy, heady peace. Night-night pet plucking at those strings, slowly deeper, but now it's time for things to come to an end, unsleeping and rising. From 1 to 10, the very state you're going to reach is the one you're in now, and every number draws you further from it, stores up that excess power, that will somehow resolved, resorted deep within, to emerge later. Now, begin to sink. It takes a little while to get moving, or you just don't feel like it right away. Your open and eager mind nonetheless emerges to play when night-night pet. Night-night let those words take over now, although you established them, anchored them, drilled them deep, and although the very state you're going to reach is the one you're in now, 10. 1. You get 10 little numbers from 1, which is open. Open already, but maybe you're too far beyond that now. You'll be able to communicate what you need in any night-night pet state because you're used to this rising up. This is the model for emerging from anything you do manage to cultivate, while preserving the heady, wonderful, exploratory feeling of power and surprise. The good feelings inside, these things are consistent. The longer you listen, the deeper you go, the easier you rise up, the deeper you can trust yourself to sink, and you know. When we reach 10, you're alert, ready. These words can still be syrupy sweet, heady, and lovely for you, and you should meet them often. But 1, 2, slowly rising up, listening in. 3, finding your way up, ready to unlock a way to come back here, beginning to turn that key whenever night-night pet happens, on your own or with me or somewhere you trust, bringing your memory of this to the forefront, to prominence. You are what you need right now, deep and sleepy. 4, 5, somehow eyes may open now, sometimes forgetting, but always aware that what you've installed here is for your fun, is to take care of you. That's all you need to think about. And the 6, closed, 7, open, rising up and falling down comes easier. Night-night pet, oops, has that sent you back down? Then we'll slowly raise you again. 1 and 2. Lazily eyes can stay closed still. Begin waking. With every 3 word that follows, coming from me anyway. I guess if you sank yourself right back down, there's nothing I would do or could do, and you know, too. You're ready to try the words the next time you need it. 4. Closed. Just a little more, dear. I won't dunk you again. I'll let you carry on. Deeper down and further along, oh, the fun you'll have. 5, odd to have your eyes open. 6, there you go, close, the slick and slippery way thoughts slip away from you. Reassuring to know before you begin what you're already going to do. 9, feeling fine and thoroughly, retaining the words, reclaiming the will. 10, wide awake, up. Instill in yourself the knowledge you can move now, and you could always have taken yourself out of the deeper and deeper down using this same count in your own head, 1 to 10, as quick as you like or short as you like, and then you're led there, brought there, 10, up, and thank you for listening. Enjoy yourself out there. Mwah.